Mark Sanford's dramatic and rambling news conference yesterday raised about as many questions as it answered. NPR's Ina Jaffe has been talking with people in the business of advising politicians about the governor's unusual style of confession.
A communications professional could tell from Sanford's very first sentence that this news conference was not going to help him much.
I won't begin at any particular spot. Let me just...
And he didn't. Rambling on about hiking and travel, and then spending 5 or so minutes apologizing.
To my wife, Jenny, and our great boys, Marshall, Landon, Bolton, and Blake.
What he was apologizing for wasn't clear at this point, but the group of people he said he'd hurt grew rather large.
And so I want to apologize to my staff, and I want to apologize to anybody who lives in South Carolina for the way that I let them down on that front.
That front turned out to be his affair with an Argentinian woman he called a dear, dear friend. He got around to mentioning it about 7.5 minutes after he'd begun talking.
I mean, watching it with a professional perspective, I mean, it was akin to fingernails on a chalkboard.
Chris Lehane is a Democratic political consultant.
You could just see virtually every single commandment of crisis communications being violated on a moment-by-moment basis.
Lehane knows about crisis communications. He was President Clinton's spokesman during the Monica Lewinsky affair, and he says there are certain things you just don't do in a situation like Sanford's.
The script here is pretty standard, right? You get up there, you apologize. Ideally, you have your spouse next to you who solemnly looks sad but nods and indicates that he or she's going to stick with you, and you don't take questions. Because, again, there's very little that you can say it's going to provide any type of answers that makes the public feel any better about the situation. In fact, answering questions usually just compounds the situation.
Sanford's news conference has been much described as teary. He often gazed at the ceiling as he spoke, as if the answers to the questions were written there and he'd forgotten his glasses. It was convincingly unscripted, says Jack Pitney, a professor at Claremont McKenna College and a former Republican congressional staffer.
It indicated that it really was coming from the heart. Unfortunately for him, the situation just didn't lend itself to a real repair job. He's in a deep political hole, and the only thing he did was stop digging it even deeper.
Sanford's problems go beyond the simple fact of his love affair. There's the week preceding the news conference when he was AWOL. First he was missing, then he was hiking, then he was at the Atlanta airport getting off a plane from Argentina. He's also battled the South Carolina legislature, which is dominated by members of his own party. And right now, Republicans have enough problems, says Jack Pitney, without rushing to Sanford's defense.
Republicans are reeling from political setbacks, most recently John Ensign's revelation in Nevada. And consequently, they don't want to drag themselves down further by trying to defend what is basically indefensible. So he's not going to find too many friends at this point.
It's not impossible to win friends back, however. It depends on the way Sanford does his job going forward, says Chris Lehane.
At the end of the day, I really do think the public does an amazingly good job of separating out the public from the private. And if they believe that you're doing a good job, if they think that you're making a positive difference in their lives or their family's lives in terms of how you govern, they're likely to give you a lot more leeway than they will otherwise. And I think those who've survived these and have gone on made sure they handled things afterwards in a way that did not continue to undermine their position.
In other words, says Lehane, they kept their mouth shut about their personal lives. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.